The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are back for the second hour of the show. So good to have you along on Denver's only live, local, conservative call-in radio show on your Saturday morning, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. I don't usually like to do this because I don't want to read to you. But we started out the show, and I think we got it all out there. Had some nice comments about the opening to the show today already. Thank you for the emails. You can go to 710KNUS.com. Shows, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Click the email, the show button, and boom, there it is. By the way, the best email, funniest email of the morning so far was this one. Sent me a made-up bumper sticker that says, Trump's economy is so good that even Colin Kaepernick got a job. That is particularly funny. But we started out the show talking about how much better we as conservatives are than the left, than the leftists who are fighting us with all the dirty tricks, all the violence, all the chaos, all the lies, all the misdirection and misrepresentation. When Barack Obama was elected president and the Tea Party was already underway and the movement to formulate a group to push back on, not on leftists per se, because we hadn't had a radical like Barack Obama in the White House, but to push back on the globalist ever government-growing Republicans, the big spending government-growing Republicans who are promising us one thing and doing another. We got organized. We won elections. We got rid of radical Democrats and continued, hard as it is, to try and push and place conservative, limited government, constitutional-loving Republicans in places of power. And the numbers are devastating for Barack Obama. The number of governorships that were lost, the number of House seats that were lost, the majority in the United States Senate that occurred under the leadership of Barack Hussein Obama. There's a reason for that, folks. And we did it without violence. We did it without chaos. We did it without misrepresentations and lies. You see, all we have to do is tell the truth about what you want. All we have to do is tell the truth about what you believe. All we have to do is tell the truth about who so many of you really are. And this is not aimed at the independents out there who are maybe more socially liberal, fiscally conservative, want a strong military, love Israel, whatever. I am talking about the activists in the Democrat Party, the people who take the money from George Soros and Tom Steyer and the show-up paid protesters with violence and bags and chains and bags, eggs and pepper spray and cold cock punches upside the head. I mean, this is who you are on the left. And so if you are an independent thinker or a Democrat by history, your dad was a Democrat, your granddad was a Democrat, you've been a Democrat all your life, when you support any of these people on the left, you support that kind of behavior. And so it's really time to make some decisions as we head into November of 2018 for the midterm elections. I do want to read to you the Polis Supports Women article, opinion piece from Vicky Cowart. Yes, it ends with a T, not a D. the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, but we've with our technical glitches, we haven't had too much in the way of phone calls so far. And Liberal Chris in Littleton has been waiting to finish his thoughts since we lost his call. We'll let him do that before we go to Dave in Denver. So, Chris, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for taking me back. I just don't think that Democrats are denouncing Antifa and the extremist factions. I don't know that the identity politics is going to energize the base. You remember when Gruber in the Obama administration was like, you basically have to frame things on issues to deceive people on purpose because your average American voter is dumb. And just to be honest with you, I just believe that. And I believe that we have to frame certain issues in the context of, like, you know, you want basic affordable health care. We can't say things like socialized medicine or even single payer and stuff. You have to be crafty about it. The Democratic Party can get our progressive agenda passed. It's just going to require a little bit more, quite honestly, deception. And we need to work on that and get rid of the SJW, the LGBTQ, XYZ folks, because that's not the future of the party, you know. And that's why Bernie Sanders didn't go there in 2016, if you will recall.
I'll tell you, Chris, as much as I disagree with, and we will disagree on so many policies, you are the kind of liberal, and I don't know how much of an activist you are on the left, but you're the kind of person that, number one, I would always enjoy going into an election battle with. But number two, people on my side of the political spectrum fear Democrats like you because you are reasonable, because you admit things that don't work and that are wrong. You may believe and look at the world differently than we do, but you are a rational, reasonable person. And to have you come on and call out Antifa and Black Lives Matter and LGBTQ, XYZ, etc., very, very wise on your part. And that's where the Democrat Party needs to go, but they ain't going there by November of 2018, which is why I think you guys are in some trouble.
Didn't Thomas Jefferson call it the Democratic Party?
I think that was a typo. There was a glitch in the recording and the computer print.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling back, Chris. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, and people get mad when I take calls from Chris or engage in those conversations, but that's what it's all about here. I welcome rational people from the left or who disagree with my, you know, calling out the horrible behavior, the horrible ideas of former President Barack Hussein Obama, any of those kinds of things. Love to have a rational conversation with you. 303-696-1971. Dave has called back. Now that we've got things worked out, Dave in Denver, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Randy. I think we've discovered John McCain reincarnate in Walker Stapleton.
I know
he had that ambush earlier in the week for that TV reporter. And, you know, I'm learning from Rush, I mean, he fell into their trap. He accepted that premise, smearing Tom Tancredo. You know, he should have taken a page from Trump and, you know, fought back on that other than, you know, accepting what you had to say, throwing Tom under the bus. Yeah, we want him to fight. We want him to beat Jared. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, here we go again, right? We got to support these squishy Republicans coming in. I will. I'll do that. I'll even support my congressman, Kaufman. But, you know, it doesn't feel good doing it. But you know, these guys are such idiots that, you know, they throw all the conservatives under the bus. But we still have to do it. But you're right. I wish, you know, why doesn't Walker take the offensive? I mean, you know, does he even listen to this show or, you know, Peter or any of these shows? I mean, you know, he's not taking anyone's advice of trying to be on the offense. So on the defense, it's just sickening.
Yeah, it's very, very frustrating, Dave. And your phone line isn't too great, so we'll probably move on from the call. But if you can hear me, stay on just a second, because the one thing that Walker Stapleton has that John McCain didn't is he's got Jared Polis on the other side. John McCain had to be perfect and aggressive and spot on and supportive of his running mate, Sarah Palin, to take down a very capable, very experienced, very well-perfected politician in Barack Hussein Obama, especially as the first black presidential candidate with a likely chance of winning. And Walker Stapleton, fortunately, can make some mistakes and still beat Jared Polis. At least I certainly hope so. If your signal's back, if you want a final comment, go ahead and take it.
Let's be honest. You know, McCain didn't get all those votes for himself. I mean, if it wasn't for Sarah Palin, he would have had a lot less.
Yeah, I agree. Dave, thanks for calling back, and really appreciate you listening to the show. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, this is great. The whippersnapper's on the job back there, and he popped up the quote from Thomas Jefferson, and it was called the Democratic Republican Party. That's exactly right. I had forgotten about that, and it's so important to think about what that means and why. Because Democratic, which is the term that Democrats have co-opted for themselves, in Barack Obama's hour-plus speech yesterday, he uses the word republic not a single time. He refers to our democracy time after time after time after time, and there's a reason for that. Thomas Jefferson, referring to the Democratic Republican Party, was that we're people who vote. We're people who want to express the voice and the will of the people through our votes to defend our republic. A republic is not a democracy. It is not. And the founding fathers explained all this. If you've read the Federalist Papers, if you've read the Lincoln-Douglas debates, if you've read any of the historically significant letters that went back and forth, the notes, the reports, all of it, you understand that the founding fathers thought these things through. We don't want the tyranny of the majority. We don't want the wolves outnumbering the sheep and deciding what's on the lunch menu. It's not the way it's supposed to work. A republic with an electoral college, with individual states having equal power in their influence under the original design of the Constitution, when senators, U.S. senators, were appointed by state legislators. The state legislature used to send the senators to Congress to defend the rights and the priorities of the individual states. Democrats did such a good job of doing away with legislatively chosen senators and breaching that hugely important firewall of the United States Constitution with the 17th Amendment. Big mistake. I would love to see a repeal of the 17th Amendment. The way our government was designed is the House of Representatives is the voice of the people. That's why they're elected every 2 years. That's why you get a chance to remove them from office if they're not following what you, your district, the smaller group of individual citizens, wants from that representative. Every 2 years, you get to yank them out of there. At least you have a shot. With the Senate, every 6 years, the state legislators and legislatures were supposed to send and did send the senators to Washington, D.C. to defend the priorities of the state. It was all about state sovereignty, states' rights, keeping the power of the federal government from conglomerating and growing, and keeping these elections from being popular elections. The U.S. Senate races now are national elections because it's all about having the majority for the Democrats or the Republicans. It's not the way it was supposed to be. With regard to Walker Stapleton, yeah, I'd love to see him being a puncher, and maybe he will be. It's Labor Day. It's game on. Election season is here. But I just refuse to spend too much time focusing on what's wrong with Walker. I'd rather focus on what's wrong with Polis, what's wrong with his ideas, because I don't want to contribute to stopping the possibility, anyway, that Jared Polis does not become the next governor of the state of Colorado. Denver Post is worried about it. Is all Colorado on the radar? That's their front page headline. Practically the whole front page. Oh, and then down underneath the fold, Senate concludes Kavanaugh hearing. Yeah. The joke is over. The circus, the Democrat-led, Democrat-designed circus is over. And for Republicans, they know we're going to have a Supreme Court justice. And for Democrats, they know we're going to have Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That's why Rachel Maddow in her Twitter feed is talking about impeaching him now, impeaching him next. Absolutely crazy. All right. I know we've got calls, but just real quick, it's not a long editorial, but it is so very important. Please listen for the word or words that you do not hear in this Denver Post editorial from Vicky Cowart. It's with a T, not a D, unless it's a typo. It's called My Turn. She's the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. Planned Parenthood, which is responsible for the 2016-2017 annual report, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, primary provider of abortions in the U.S., 321,384 abortions in fiscal year 2016. 881 babies every single day. And here's what the local president and CEO of Planned Parenthood had to say. Jared Polis's comments at a Planned Parenthood Votes Colorado event that mortality rates will increase under a Walker-Stapleton administration are correct. The accompanying headline was tabloid-worthy. We support Polis for governor because the consequences are so high. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains health centers see nearly 100,000 patients a year, and our political arm works to ensure policy issues impacting the communities we serve match up with needs and interests of our patients. Those of us on the front line of providing high-quality, affordable health care understand this should not be a political battle. Many of our patients already experience barriers to accessing health care, and no one in good conscience should be adding to these obstacles, those obstacles. Communities don't get better health outcomes by restricting access to health care, only by expanding it. We don't need a crystal ball to know exactly what happens when reproductive health centers are shuttered. In 2016 and 2017 alone, Planned Parenthood in New Mexico saw 80% of our out-of-state patients coming to us from Texas, where the state legislature slashed family planning funding by two-thirds. Many of those Texas health centers were located in rural areas. Those patients didn't simply stop needing care. They instead sought the nearest place to get it, New Mexico. Driving sometimes hundreds of miles, staying overnight, coordinating childcare and time off work, all to get the care they need. As Sarah Hunzinger's recent Denver Post piece stated, quote, I hope the future governor of Colorado will put women first. New leadership should prioritize women's health care needs, close quote. I agree with Hunzinger on this point, but I know firsthand that this priority must unquestionably come with a genuine understanding of the full spectrum of reproductive health care, which includes abortion care. There's only one person in the Colorado governor's race who fits the bill, Jared Polis. This guy.
Again.
That's 56. By my count.
We're thrilled that Jared Polis is giving his support to our patients and to the life-saving work done inside Planned Parenthood Health Centers. Vicky Cowart, with a T, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. What say you about that? 303-696-1971. Let's go to Karen in Arvada. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I like the new ads that Walker Stapleton has just started putting out about Polis not paying taxes for like 5 years. He's a multimillionaire. He's got him off Cayman Island, his cavalier attitude. And, you know, what if they just come out and say, yeah, he likes abortion. He likes murdering babies. So why did he and his partner adopt two kids? Why would they bother if they're for abortion? Then he wouldn't have been able to have done that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't adopt aborted babies. That's for sure.
And the other thing, too, that's Obama coming out and trying to take credit for what Trump has done as president is ridiculous. And then he's going around saying, just remember to vote, because you know what happened the last time we didn't vote. That guy Trump got in there. Yeah, well, I'm glad Trump got in there because he has to knock out all the negative garbage that Obama has done, or should we call him Satoru?
Yeah. You know? Barry said, hey, don't be a birther. Be a birther. Never Barry. Be a birther.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Karen. Well, no, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad to, I haven't seen the ads. I watch so little TV now, but I am glad if Walker is starting to throw some Pulitzers and some howitzers and some roundhouses.
He's also saying he wants to take back the taxes, too. He doesn't want the taxes
Good.
That we've gotten.
Good.
And, so, you know, I'm glad he's doing that.
And you know what?
That's the truth.
I've spent a lot of time. I did an hour interview on the Stephen Tubbs show with Dick Wadhams, a very experienced Colorado political advisor, former chair of the party. And maybe we're going to see the kind of fighting that Walker Stapleton thinks will make the difference here in Colorado. I just, these little things like running away from westward and apologizing for Tom Tancredo.
Yeah. That upsets me.
Me too.
You know, he should have told the guys to, I don't know, I forget the word my son uses when he tells people to pound the sand or whatever, you know.
Well, we'll just leave it there so we don't have to do any 7-second dumping. But Karen, thanks very much for being the first lady caller of the day. Right here on Wake Up with Randy Corporan. It's 7:22. We do have to take a break. I read that editorial. What's missing? Or where's the subterfuge? That is a quarter of a page in your editorial section of your Denver Post. The Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains CEO and President Vicky Cowart, with a T, not a D, Polis supports women. And I guess that's true as long as they're already born. All right, when we come back, Donald Trump, some tweeting is going on. Barack Obama, the hour-long speech, I've been diving into that, started reading it this morning. And man, oh man, there's so much to talk with you about. The Democrats are in meltdown. You saw the symptom. You saw the reality of how desperate they are in these Brett Kavanaugh nomination hearings. The advice and consent of the Senate? Not hardly. Those questions had nothing to do with his credentials to be the next Supreme Court justice. They're terrified. And one of the reasons we'll talk to at 8 o'clock, Brandon Straka, the founder of the Walkaway Movement. Big announcement for October coming from Brandon. He will join us at 8 o'clock. So I hope you'll stick around. There's a line open at 303-696-1971, 696-1971. I'm Randy Corporan, 710 KNUS. Yeah, we are rocking along through your Saturday morning this morning at 7:28 right here on Denver's only live local conservative call-in radio show on your Saturday morning. I said 60 degrees before. I was looking at Goodland, Kansas. It's only 54 degrees. I got one of those weather apps, and it lines up all the temperatures and weather forecasts for all the different places. It just tracks where I go around the country. So anyway, grab the wrong one. It's still chilly out there, but we've got a warming trend going on. 78 was the high yesterday, I think, but we're 80s this weekend, 87 Monday, 90 by Tuesday. Just a beautiful Colorado windup to a gorgeous summer. And we are one call away from a first here on Wake Up with Randy Corporan. We've got, what was the phrase that got Romney in such trouble? Binder full of women. Romney and his binder full of women. We've got a call board full of women. If we get one more woman caller at 303-696-1971, then every one of our callers on the board will be a female, I think, for the very first time in this show. That would be kind of cool. I think program directors and stuff love women callers because we get so many men. So while we wait to see if we can load up that final line with so we'll have a caller board full of women, a comment that Chris the Liberal made reminded me of an article I had stored somewhere. Remember Jonathan Gruber, the guy who told the truth about what liberals think of you? The guy, one of the architects of Obamacare, was paid almost $400,000 by the administration, the intellectual author, and liberal Chris said, you know, it's the Heritage Health Plan. No, it's the Gruber Health Plan. He was the intellectual author of the individual mandate, which Donald Trump has already done away with. Even though John McCain, the war hero but horrible senator, as his last public act on the floor of the United States Senate, as I recall, maybe his last vote anyway. Anyway, it's the one that's gotten all the publicity. He, 2 o'clock in the morning, very dramatic, deciding vote for the full repeal of Obamacare, and he walks up and gives that thumbs down and turns away. And I remember looking at Mitch McConnell just standing there, 2 o'clock in the morning, all of this work, the opportunity to fulfill the promise that Republicans have been making since the election of Barack Obama and the passage of Obamacare, one vote away. It was in John McCain's hands, and he thumbsed it down. Mitch McConnell, man, he looked. And I've always felt guilty about Mitch McConnell. When I was in Cleveland at the presidential convention, he came walking down the aisle, smiling and glad-handing, and I was standing there protecting the microphone for the Colorado delegation. I turned away. I would not shake his hand. I was so angry at some of the things he's done to conservatives trying to get elected. But I shouldn't have done that. I should have shaken his hand. He made it possible for President Trump to have already nominated and soon to have confirmed 2 United States Supreme Court justices. He has done some things that have made a difference, bought us some time, kept the Republic alive. Should have shaken his hand. But the way he looked on the floor of the House, the floor of the Senate, when McCain gave that thumbs down, and the Democrats, uproarious applause. Gruber, video. You remember when this all came out and he was talking about the stupidity of American voters and the ability of the Obama administration to take advantage of it? He talked about the Cadillac tax on high-value employer health plans. They got that through by mislabeling it, calling it a tax on insurance plans rather than a tax on people. Taxes get paid by people. If you tax a business, tax a corporation, they have the same costs, the same overhead. The executives and the CEO are still going to have their salaries, the ones that they very likely earned by being the only person who is sitting at the top of that major corporation. It's going to be an inability to hire workers, expand your business, open up more manufacturing, more offices, whatever it is that you do. And those taxes on corporations, those taxes on insurance plans are going to be paid by you because they get added to the cost of everything. And Gruber admitted it. He said the ruse was very clever. Basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter. Gruber went on to say, Barack Obama's not a stupid man, okay? He knew when he was running for president that, quite frankly, the American public doesn't actually care that much about the uninsured. What the American public cares about is costs. And that's why even though the bill that they made is 90% health insurance coverage and 10% about cost control, all you ever hear people talk about is cost control. And he went on and on. He said, if Americans knew the truth, the bill dies. So the bill was written in a tortured way to make sure the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, did not score the mandate as taxes. That lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. The stupidity of the American voter was really, really critical for the thing to pass. That was Jonathan Gruber, the architect of the individual mandate. This is what they think of you. This is why conservatives are so much better than the left. Donald Trump told you exactly what he intended to do. Now, he hasn't gotten it all done. He's made some compromises, no question, but on every stump speech, every one of these rallies, he goes back to those talking points. He was asked by a British journalist about the wall. What are we going to do with the wall? He said, I may have the Pentagon build it. Use the military funding. He's put so much money into the military. And Trump just yesterday, I think, said he could use the military to build his wall if Congress won't fund it through Homeland Security, and he won't rule out a shutdown. He is telling you the truth about what he wants to do. It got him elected as president. And if Republicans who are running for office in November will grasp that basic understanding of what the American people truly want, quit listening to the leftists who love them when they comply and hate them when it looks like they're winning. If they listen to the American people, quit reading the headlines and the newspapers, these concerted efforts to take out Trump, to misrepresent who you and I, the conservatives, are, they win. Ronald Reagan won historic Electoral College majorities by running as who he was, telling the truth about the left, articulating our beliefs in a way that was appealing to Democrats and Republicans alike. It's not hard, I promise you. All right, I don't want to talk us up to the break and not get to these very patient callers. Let's start with, let's see, who's been there the longest? Joe. Joe in Littleton, welcome to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. You've touched on so many things this morning.
I just can't help myself.
Holy smokes. I'm going to try to go really fast. That Kavanaugh, I watched that proceedings, and that Cory Booker needs to go before the Ethics Committee. That, and then I wanted to say, I listened to Levin last night. He was talking about Ted Cruz really needs support financially because we don't want Texas to go to the Democrats. So if your listeners are there, send $10 if you can to Cruz. Then Obama taking credit for the economy, I think you're going to talk about that, and that's just ridiculous. But the main reason I called is that socialized medicine under Polis. People, listen, if you do that socialized medicine, the same thing that happened in England with that little Alfie, here's what one of the persons said. They said, this is a society so deeply and disgustingly depraved and immoral, it would rather kill a baby than allow him to see another doctor. Preserving the reputation of the national health system is more important than a child's life. We witnessed that. Don't let Polis come in and change this to socialized medicine.
It's terrifying. And, you know, one of the most terrifying things, I'm one of the few people in the country, maybe four of us, who actually read Obamacare.
Right.
And it was grueling. I think it's still in my office. It's about, it's on a single page. It's not double paged or anything. It's got to be, I don't know, a foot high. 2,200 pages, as I recall. And the IPAB, the Independent Payment Advisory Board, was exactly the kind of governmental control masterminds making decisions that were going to decide where those dollars pouring into the government for Obamacare could be directed and where they couldn't. And they were going to cut out on old folks.
Right.
IPAB is gone because Republicans got a majority in Congress.
How old are you, Randy?
I will be 60 next year.
Okay. Well, you and I'm 70, and you and I would be ready for the chopping block because we wouldn't be worth saving.
Exactly. Exactly.
We just wouldn't be worth
saving.
Well,
especially if we started to get sick and started to drain that socialist healthcare system.
Yeah. So people, wake up. Do not vote for this guy who wants socialized medicine. It sounds good. Everybody wants to help everybody. I have a bleeding heart, but you can't do this.
Yeah.
Have a good day, Randy. Thanks for what you do.
Great
stuff. Love your
Joe.
Program.
Thank you so much. Oops, I meant to push her button and I pushed my button, but I'm still here. You know, Alice, rather than cut you short, if you can sit with us through a break, we'll take you right out on the other side. But right now, at 20 minutes to go until 8 o'clock, Brandon Straka at the top of the hour. We're going to take our break. We'll get back to your phone calls, 303-696-1971. Six new likes on the Facebook page, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. As we're driving now toward 2,550, I mean, I set my sights low. You know, we only need 20-some more likes. Six new likes, thanks to you. Go to our Facebook page, like it. We're going to be doing taking care of business on the Facebook page, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, very, very soon. You are going to love it. All right, 19 until 8 o'clock. Alice, sit tight. 303-696-1971. Randy Corcoran, Adam Walker behind the glass. Now you know why I call him a whippersnapper. Dude is half my age. It's embarrassing. All right, stay with us. 710 KNUS.
We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Sun is a gorgeous thing this morning. Warming trend all week long. We'll be in the 90s before we get too deep into the week, and I'm really looking forward to that for you, since I won't be here. About 13 minutes to go until 8 o'clock. I'm Randy Corcoran. Phone lines have been hot. 303-696-1971. Before we go to Alice, real quick, email from Marilyn this morning regarding our opening monologue in the 6 o'clock hour. If you missed it, make sure you get the podcast, because I'm getting a lot of feedback about that thing. Basically explaining why we, the conservatives, are better than you who vote for these leftists and spout these leftist ideas and destroy property and fill bags with chains to hit people upside the head and act so pathetically, misrepresent and lie and obfuscate and everything else. But here's what Marilyn said. The, quote, Democratic Party is the party of extreme temper tantrums. Think Madonna, Maxine Waters, Berkeley, etc. Exactly. Absolutely the truth. The Tea Party and the Republicans and the conservatives, in spite of our differences, we found ways to come together to win elections in response to Barack Hussein Obama. And the left, so desperate. They were so close to their agenda to fundamentally transform the United States of America. So close to that being completed, that now they want to try and undo the results of an election. Not go out and sell you on their ideas and win at the ballot box, but lie and cheat and create chaos and violence and try and take out the duly elected president in a concerted effort through the newspapers around the country and the vast majority of the mainstream media. We're better than you. Deal with it. All right, Alice has been kind enough to wait. Alice in Adams County, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, we're here. You're on.
I'm on. All right. Well, first of all, Randy, I'm a walk-away Coloradan. I walked away from the Democratic Party. Actually, it walked away from me. But the reason I'm calling this morning is that when you touched on the Vicky Coward, I like that.
Yeah.
CEO of Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
I have an old article here of December the 13th, 2015, excuse me, that Dottie Lamb wrote saying, "Who is really pro-life anyway?" That's the title of it. And then it goes on to say that Planned Parenthood should be pro-life, labeled the pro-life, because they save lives and they do so much work. And so I just wanted to add that. And Dottie Lamb, of course, First Lady, former First Lady of Colorado, is a reproductive health and rights advocate. And so I thought this morning's article in the Denver Post that you touched on, I was reading it too. And then I had this old newspaper article from December 15th. Shows Planned Parenthood that we must keep. There's a picture. It says we must keep us safe from gunmen, but it won't protect us from grandstanding politicians. And that's in reference to that day to the killings that went on at that Colorado Springs clinic at that time. So I just wanted to add that to your morning talk.
You know what's so valuable about aging is that we have perspective. We have watched these behaviors. We've seen these news stories. We've seen how the media reacts, how people react. We can compare elections and the behavior of the left today to what we saw, you know, during the Reagan administration and during the Bush administration. Compare our behavior to during the Obama administration to how the left is acting now. And so, you know, when the city of Golden wants to lower the voting age to 16 years
right.
old, what does that tell you about their leadership? There's a reason. Go ahead.
You know, well, this is it. My experiences, I served 12 years in the Colorado legislature from Adams County as a Democrat. And so I have experience, and I've watched the Democratic Party disintegrate, in my opinion, from the Democrat Party that I used to know in Adams County all my life, the conservative Democrats. And so I see these articles, and I'm doing some comparison. I've kept a lot of memories and notes and what have you through my 12 years in the legislature and 8 years for a commissioner in Adams County. And so I see these, the issues are still the same, and we're dealing with the same issues now that we've always dealt with. It's just more we're at a crossroads, and I'm certainly hoping that we can put Walker Stapleton in there for the state, and I see a red wave, not a blue wave,
yeah,
for the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
And
I'm with you there, Alice, and we need to move on. But if you're
a
part of the Walker,
from the day one, and I've never looked back twice, and I see that movement with Kavanaugh, everything going the way the conservative movement should be, and under God, I believe God is really has the right hand here.
Walker, Alice, we're going to leave it right there because we're running up against the top of the hour break. A great call. We love our binder full of women callers here on Denver's only live local conservative call-in show on your Saturday morning. Alice's line is available, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Jack is on fire this morning. He emailed this, Obama and the midterm elections, quote, Barry Satoro, the narcissistic psychopath document forger, Muslim Brotherhood promoter, fake Christian, fake president, supported and protected by the fake media. He is back in full narcissistic mode. He wants the midterm elections to be about him and Trump. God bless. How do you really feel, Jack? You can email the show so easily. Go to 710KNUS.com, shows, wake up with Randy Corcoran. Click the big red button, says email the show. And I don't think, let me check the cell phone. Did we get any text? No. I did get a couple of texts. One, lost the stream for a while. You're on now. I hear you. Good. Thank you. Thank you for that, Al. You can text the show by using the 710KNUS app. Three lines up the top left corner of the screen will open up, and you'll see text to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, and boom, shows up right on my cell phone. We're going to talk to the founder of the Walkaway movement, Brandon Straka, when we come back on the other side. He's got a big, big announcement, something major, something that can continue to impact the so-called blue wave that that the left is getting so very worried about. I cannot out my sources, but there are people deep, deep, deep inside the Beltway who say the Democrats are freaking out. These economic numbers, the fight that Trump continues to take to them, that's why you have this desperation of the New York Times anonymous editorial. All of those things. Sorry, leftists. See you on November the 6th. All right, stay with us. 303-696-1971. Brandon Straka, founder of the Walkaway Movement. When we return, we won't keep him too long, so we can get right back to your calls as well. I'm Randy Corcoran. Stay with us, 710-KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.